Okay, good evening. So I want to just pick up with one little nakuda which you left off last week with, and that is, after discussing what is a public domain, and after discussing how to make a public domain, actually used LA. You were here two times ago. You were missed last time. Now we went through the two major things we talked about is Delossus having doors. Does the city need to have doors to close it off to Eversharabim? Number one. And number two is, even if you can use a Tzuras HaPesach, which was a major debate, to have Tzuras HaPesachs to close off a municipality, a modern day city. So we said that it's still an issue of Aseh Rabin Umevatle Mechitza, when lots of people are walking under the Tzuras HaPesach, that could be an issue, because maybe that breaks the wall. It's not really a wall then. It's not really a wall. And we quoted that we passed in like the Beis Ephraim, the Chazon Ish was very strong that way as well. That really, you know, I remember that picture showed the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish held that most of our cities have a din, not Rosh Hashanah anyways, because it's all the houses and they're blocked off. So that you can close off with a Tzuras HaPesach with two poles and a lintel. And that is the minig of Klal Yisrael. We mentioned last week when we said it, that actually read LA, they reiterated the same thing. But Reb Chaim Ozer, who was makbid about Paris, well, that Paris just having 600,000 people was a Rosh, which is as machmer as you get. Not just that it was 600,000 people on the streets, not 600,000 people who service those streets, not just 600,000 people in LA, but 600,000 people in a city that has streets that are 16 amos, that makes it a Rosh Hashanah. Reb Chaim Ozer said, as well as others, that if it's Rov Mechitzas on three sides, you can close off at Tzuras HaPesach, and we don't say Aseh Rabim, that people walking under the Tzuras HaPesach breaks the wall. Okay, that was just, that's a cliff note version of last week. Now you're semi caught up.
Yeah. Are we going to have in our Erev a Tzuras HaPesach?
Every Erev in the world, unless you're in an walled city, is going to have Tzuras HaPesach.
Where is ours going to be?
On the off ramps of the highways.
On the off ramps.
And where we have telemislaket, we are using the canal banks. And when the streets break the canal, they go over the Ross Creek, or they go over the Guadalupe, we're going to be shutting those down the poles. That's why the Erev will be very expensive, because we have dozens, literally dozens of poles. It's a big Erev. It's the biggest Erev in Northern California, by far. I think twice as big as any other Erev. But it also you have to close off all of those areas. One thing I didn't get to, which is very important, and that is the opinion of the Rambam. There is a remarkable Rambam. Now, this year, I really wanted to do Erev in metropolitan areas. Three lectures, three shiurim would not be enough. You really need probably somewhere between 30 and 300. Because the opinions are so manifold. And one thing I kind of illustrated is that with the Erevin, those who are stringent, it's not like a crazy chumras, because they're really the Rishonim. If you want to actually learn how to learn Gemara and see how the Rishonim come out of these sugyas very, very differently, Erevin is a good example of that. The differences of the opinions and how they learn the sugyas are tremendous, and it's halacha lemaisa. So when I say the Rambam, we're not even going through the Rambam's whole understanding of what mechitzas are, what Tzuras HaPesach is, because it will be just way too long. We're not learning the Gemara. But one thing the Rambam does say, and when you hear that, some Sfarim are very machmir about Erev, and some of people of Chabad are very machbid about Erev. Not any Erev. Any Erev. You heard that before, Shiran? You want to be Ashkenazi, right? Tell the truth. You want to... I'm going to tell your wife, if she's going to use all the kulas of Sfarim, she has to use the chumras. So it's it if you get the Erev over here. But it's a good thing you let her wear a sheitel, so you can tell her...
You tell her.
So the Rambam is very machmer. It says the Rambam, okay, Kol mechitzas sheyes bo paretz merubah al ha'omed. This is in Hilchos Shabbos, Tez Zayin. Now the Rambam, by the way, in Hilchos Shabbos, has 7.5 prakim, just talking about carrying and hotzah and erevin, and then he has a whole, and then he has a whole. Hilchos Erevin. I think it's 10 prakim, at least I think 10 prakim in Erevin also. 8 prakim in Erevin. My 8 or 7? 8, yeah. So it's 8 prakim in Erevin. Literally, the Rambam, like the Shulchan Aruch, has more info. Like sometimes in Hilchos Shabbos, he has like 2 halakhas. He's tons. Erevin is complex and it's also very serious stuff. Carrying, as I mentioned, there's more dafim than shas, which discuss this topic, than any other topic in Shas, right? Carrying Erevin, this type of topic, is the most talked about topic in Shas. So the Rambam says, "Komechish yishbei parts mubala." I mean, if you have a wall which has more openings than wall, more gaps, it's not a wall. Now, that doesn't mean that there has to be a legal wall. If anyone who's sitting next to me in Shalosh Shittos on Shabbos, my daughter comes over to me, and she says that they're playing ball outside. The kids, my daughter was inspecting them. She would never play ball outside these kids on Shabbos. She's being taped and she's getting married eventually. But they were playing outside and she was being mashkicha. And they threw the ball over the fence and went all the way into the parking lot of 1530. And in the U, you know where they close it off on Shabbos? She wanted to know, they can't play in our parking, but the balls are, could they play in that area? Could they? So I said,
they walk over to.
Could they walk over and play, play in the U? Play in the U. So I said, yeah, you can play in the U when the Arab's up. She said, no, I mean, this Shabbos. I mean, the ball's there now. I said, no, you can't play there. She said, why not? I said, because, first of all, it's outside the Arab. So she's, no, I'm not getting to the whole question if it went from one Arab to another Arab, but she says to me, what do you mean it's outside the Arab? It has an Arab. I said, what do you mean it has an Arab? She said, there are 4 fences, my daughter tells me. As the people were next to me who were listening to this conversation. So she said, so I said,
there are 3 fences.
She thought that the chain.
Oh.
The chain. Oh. This is so I told her, no, it would be a good fence. You need 2 more levels of that. You need 3 chains over there. They'd have everything within Lovud, and then it would actually be. So when we say more space than wall, it's not talking about like that. It's not talking about within love. It's talking about actual wall. There are gaps in the wall. So you have a little wall and then a gap. A little wall and then a gap.
You should tell those guys, you know, for security purposes.
They should put a wall there, you know. And hopefully, we have to Hashem by September. Sometime in September, that our ear and their little chain will be unnecessary. It may be even early, but sometime by September. So the Rambam says, there's more open area than wall. So even if it's within 10 amas of each other, 10 amas is a break, it's not an erev. So if you have 7 amas wall, 7 amas wall, and 9 amas in between, okay, it would not be an erev because the gap is bigger than the actual walls. Okay, yeah. How you figure out in the scheme 9 amos and 7 amos, where the starting point is actually machlokes in the achrayim, but you need more wall than open air. Avalim hayaparitz oimer harayitz materas. If there's as much wall as air, then you're good to go. Uvelvad says the Rambam shelo yebeis and hapirtzas pirtzas yeser amos amos. If you can't have any gap, it's 10 amos wide, and even if you're going to close with the Tzuras HaPesach, that's the pashtus of the Rambam, right? Which, according to the Rambam, there's going to be no metropolitan area. If simple reading the Rambam, it's okay. Not in Chicago.
But the circuit, right? Isn't it the same thing?
No. Well,
you can't have more than 10 on the.
But here, Tzuras HaPesach closes it off.
Oh.
Now there's a question: what Tzuras HaPesach does? Is it an act? Does it make a wall? Is it a doorway? Is it actually? This is one of the 300 shares I'm not giving, the lumdus of Tzuras HaPesach. Actually, you see even in Klayim, the Chazanish wants to say that the Tzuras HaPesach is literally like a wall, because you can separate Klayim, a field, midiraisa, with the Tzuras HaPesach. Mm-hmm. You know, the 2 crops next to each other, for the Tzuras HaPesach in between, it's not Klayim. Again, there's a Reb Chaim on this Rambam, actually, which discusses Tzuras HaPesach. I'm not going to get into that whole shtickle. What's important to know over here, what's important to know is that according to the Pashas of the Rambam, is if it's, you can have 2 poles, and a wire, two poles and a wire,
ten
amas apart. The Rajba, who's also Sephardi, what?
Like every Arab in the country.
Said every in the world. It's not good. I mean, Jerusalem.
Even like in your private yard, with a put those ropes also involved.
If it's 10 amas wide. Now, in a private yard, I mean, 10 amas is about 18 to 20 feet. But yeah, those would be not good according to Rambam. Now, again, there's how you learn this Rambam. This is the pashtus of the Rambam. Which means, for Sephardim, unless it's wall, you can't have an Erev. Chabad also, because they're very into the Rambam, you know, although they all will, they want an Erev for their communities, in theory they're going to have a problem here. The Rajba, who is also Sephardi, but the Rambam. The Rajba said in the Vedas, he says, no way. Rajba says, I forgot to print, I had it in my Hebrew books. .org. He says that Tzuras HaPasach works even for more than 10 amas. Says the Rajba, Tzuras HaPasach works even for more than 10 amas.
Didn't the Rajba live before the Rambam?
The Rajba, you gotta learn your Jewish history, I have a good series for you. Okay. The Rajba lived about a generation and a half after the Rambam, about 50 years after the Rambam. Into genealogy, you can look at my wife Sicha. She's a descendant of the Rajba. She's a little Sephardi, a drop of Sephardi blood. Her Chayin family is from the descendants of the Rajba, Shaltiel Chayin. So, the Mechaber, Rabbi Cairo, so he says as follows. I kept putting my sources in there afterwards. Says Rabbi Cairo, this is pretty okay, right? Could you imagine? According to the Rambam, so the Mechaber says, "You also tzuras a Pesach. If you make a tzuras a Pesach, afilo lepirza yisera me'aser mutter. Even if it's more than a yisera mutter." Then it continues that you can have a tzuras a Pesach more than 10 amas. By the way, all camps, those are pure tzuras a Pesach Arabs, right? That's all small areas in the city. I mentioned last week we discussed. It's really not poshut in a city if it's a Rosh Hashanah, inshallah, to use Tzuras HaPesach, only Tzuras HaPesach, although they have what to rely on, because they'll try to have a very liberal understanding of what public domain is. You can't have a Tzuras HaPesach allowing you to carry it if it's Rosh Hashanah, so they'll be very meiko what a karmelis is. But many small areas, they're Tzuras HaPesach, so all the way around. Our thing there, you have two poles on wire on both sides, but there's more wall. If you look at this wall, we have two walls, right, which is simple, mm-hmm. And the walls are continuing, right? So the walls keep going down. Mm-hmm. You see how that goes? Mm-hmm. The wall hits the fence, goes all the way to the end of the shul on Meridian. Right. So it's more wall. You can make an argument than Pesach, you know, because the wall, it's all a continuation of that wall. You see how that goes?
Yeah.
Goes down, and then, but, depending how you would understand that, but anyway, we're fine. We're this area is, it's actually a mavoi maybe, it's not even a Rosh Hashanah, it's like an off-road of a road. You have a lot to rely on. This, the shul, the whole thing is fine according to most opinions, maybe even according to Rambam. At the end of the Mechaber, he says, "Ularambam, ein tzuras haPesach moel lepirtzu yisem eser." Zakt the Mechaber, according to the Rambam, tzuras haPesach does not work for a break more than 10 amos. The LA Erev will not be good according to that. Yushalayim will not be good according to that. Bnei Brak will not be good. And we're going up, San Jose won't be good according to that. Right? No, that's joking. But on a serious note, you're never going to find an Erev unless you have, unless you're like in some city in Shomron where they're fenced all the way around. And why are they fenced all around? Not because of the Erev, because of, not Erev, Arab. Erev Arab. Different reality, right? You have like, you know, fences that if they cut the wire, they immediately it triggers an alarm or some kind of a notification. Those fences for Shmiras HaNefesh, but they're fenced. That's according to Rambam, that's for sure fine. That's a wall. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah Chafetz Chaim says, Alam ken oimid nachon. He says nachon lachush the Das Rambam. It's proper to try to be machmir like the Das Rambam, which is also the opinion of the Smag Moshe Mikusi and the Smag Rabbi Yitzchak Mikarvel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says lachatchila nachon means it's a nice thing to be machmir. The reality is that the Rambam, according to many, and one of the famous opinions of Nachman Mikahana, and if you actually learn the Rambam, how he says is that the Rambam's opinions only if you are enclosed mostly by Tzuras HaPesach. The way they understand is that Nachman Kahana was a what's it called Orchas Chaim. It's a Chassidish Rebbe, Rav in Spinka in Europe, is a very Chassidish Rav, very into Erevin. He quotes the Chuvas Min Chassid and others. They understand the Rambam that if you have like a camp, open area, Tzuras HaPesach, these large, that's a problem. But if the majority of it's walled, then even the opinion of the Rambam would allow a Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 Amos. The Rambam's only talking about it in a Bika, in an open area. And if you actually look at the language of the Rambam in Tezayin, in the continuing, that there are many who understand it that way. So there are the Orchas Chaim, the Minchas Yehuda, and many others who say that if an Erev like we have will be good even according to the Rambam, that even if because it's majority wall and it's not an open area, it will be good for Rambam. Will not be good according to Rambam, according to those. This is literally a open area. Now others say no, the Rambam is the Rambam. It does not understand that way. But it's a machlokes how to understand the Rambam in situations like ours. So, again, having the nature of the Erev like we have will be even very good according to many opinions in the opinion of the Rambam. Okay? You should let your wife use the Erev, by the way. I don't want Shalom Bias over here. I just want to know. I'm going to remind you. You have some Ashkenaz in you. That's okay. sometimes you're going to have a little. Lamaisa, most Sfardim use the Erev in Yerushalayim. My impression is.
Yeah.
Most Sfardim use Erevin. So they all look to Chachmei Ashkenaz for some help, and they have the Rajba. And jokes aside, there is sufficient agreement, but one should note that there are people in Machmer, which is a Rambam, that Chabad is very Machmer for this reason. If you know, if you ever hear Chabad is like Erevin, this Shitas HaRambam, the way I said the Minchas Yehuda and the Orchas Chaim, that Baal HaTanya does not understand the Rambam that way. And therefore, unless they have a walled area, they're not going to use an Erev. Now, they may build Erevin, but that doesn't mean they're going to use the Erevin. The vast majority of post-Gim hold. The Mechaber holds, by the way. The Mechaber holds that not like the Rambam. So, when I'm pushing on Shiran over here, just when you hear the Rambam, there are Sfarim who are Machmer for Shittas HaRambam. Was the Ravada is L'chatchila, but he doesn't.
The Ravada is said to be Machmer, but again, he says just like you can be Machmer on Cheshbon other people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're a Rabbi Yeshiva, I would never say. Right. He said, Nachon to be Machmer, the Yeresh Shamayim. This is his language. Yeresh Shamayim shouldn't be Metaltel, but.
Right. Years ago, actually, they asked Ravad Yosef to make to Paskin on the Brooklyn Arab, the Syrian community, my understanding is. Because the way he would understand Erevin without the Rambam, but forgetting that the Chumrah of the Rambam, that you can possibly do it, and he wouldn't touch it. He said, "Ramesh already passed in Brooklyn," mm-hmm. and he wouldn't touch it. I was covered in Ramesh. He didn't want to get involved of that whole thing. I just mention this just because even according to Tzuras HaPesach, one should know that there's an opinion of the Rambam. But again, having the Erev like we have, there are many who understand that even in the Rambam, that would be good because it is. It's only closing the gaps on the outskirts of the city, and it's not the actual Erev. What the Rambam they understand is talking about is when you have like a camp Erev, large Tzuras HaPesach. So even one of the things they will do in camps, if they want to get the Shittas HaRambam, is they won't let Tanamas go by. So they have lots of poles. right? And you can do that if you're somewhere in the Catskill or Pocono Mountains, or you're somewhere in a camp in the Israeli hinterland. If you're in a metropolitan area, you're not putting poles every 17 feet, okay? 16 feet. If you want to get... can you imagine putting poles every 16 feet in a
fortune. Getting the permission would be horrendous.
No, even in Israel, where it's built in to help you, they will never... every 16 feet?
Yeah.
You know, but in a camp, you'll look at camps, and you'll ask yourself, why put so many poles? And the reason they would do that is to get the Shita's Harambam. Okay, if you ever... I've had the good fortune to go over Erev and I remember a few years ago I was in a hotel and the person asked me to do the Erev and we were going through. You know, we made the Erev, you know, you put it out there. I've checked up in the castles for certain people. You make it and ideally you should put a lot of poles if it's the wood poles. They're on the outskirts of your camp or the outskirts of your bungalow colony, you know, wherever you are, and they put it every time at less than 10 amos. Okay. That was just to close the loop from last week. Now, as mentioned, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? I was in the sheriff's office. So many things flying around that I'm losing track of time. But last Tuesday or Wednesday, I went to the sheriff's office to make preparations for the Schiras Rishus. And, you know, as I mentioned, I brought the DA, and I brought the DA so she shouldn't look at me as crazy. You know, Sheriff Lori Smith's a nice lady. But I wanted to bring the district attorney so she doesn't think I'm just want to take over the city over here. You know, because if you imagine someone knocks on your door, Sheriff, I would like to you give me symbolic rights for this whole area of 110,000 people, and for the every Jewish Sabbath. Like, I mean, it sounds absurd. So when I was with her, I didn't need her permission for any poles, any lechis, any fences, any boards, which I have all around the Erev. But I had to explain to her, I said, you know, that there are two aspects. There are two aspects of an Erev. One is the wall. And the second is to combine everything in the wall. In fact, what we call an Erev today is a misnomer. People, when everyone, do you get permission for the Erev yet? They're all thinking about the walls, but the walls are mechitzas. The mechitzas is to allow an Erev. And in fact, if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, when talking about an Erev, is a remarkable thing. Listen to the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos is in Yudalit Amabez. Zok the Gemara Dortin. This is the Gemara over there on the bottom. Talk about all the gzeiros in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos that they made. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they took over. You know, all the gzeiros, special gzeiros they made for Shabbos. So over there, when they're talking about all the gzeiros, it says the Amar Vakasi Shlomo Gazer. Shlomo also get gzeiros. So you know, with the Gentiles, I can't tell them tonight in a Moraim's name. You know, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But always, I said that, and this is true. This Erev is from the time of Solomon. It was a prescription by King Solomon. Then they get all impressed. Do you realize this is 3,000 years? And it's, I'm not making up. It's the Gemara right over here. I say it's from King Solomon. Oh, from King Solomon? You know, some Episcopal. From King Solomon? From King Solomon? Like, you know, like, the, you saw these Irish. From King Solomon? Really? That far back it goes? I say, yeah, it goes that far back. You know, but it's true. That says the Gemara. Shlomo Melech also made tikkunos. What were the tikkunos of Shlomo Melech? Zak the Gemara. Abishah shetikin Shlomo Erevin v'netilas Sadayin. Shlomo made two tikkunos. He made the tikkun of Erevin and netilas Sadayin. And when he made these two tikkunos, Yatsasov Abasko went out and actually said two psukim, which Shlomo would incorporate in Mishlei, in his Proverbs. Bini imchacham libcha. Yismach libi, my son, if you are smart, I will be. My heart will rejoice. And chacham bni, my son is smart. V'samach libi, my heart rejoices. V'ashiva v'ochorfi, I'll be able to answer all my people who speak bad. And of course, that's a reference to Melech David, to King David. What is Erevin? Vas is Erevin? So Rashi says the Pasha Pshat. Erevin, seconds. Shlomo Gazer, was Gozer. So he says, Rashi just says that why had gezeiros based on the Gemara previously? And he says Erevin is aznayim, it's a protection. Lahotzal Shabbos, lahotzi mirshus lirshus chavero, va'afal pishus name rishus yachid. So you have this Erevin, which is talking about Erev Chatzeris, which makes it that you won't carry in a public place, even though it's an Erev Chatzeris, just two Chatzeris, people sharing common fields. Shlomo was masak in it in order that people should not carry in the public domain. So you know that you can't carry in the public domain. Maybe if you have a few people sharing a field and they're carrying in that field, they'll think they can carry in the public domain because you're carrying in that field. Or people, you know, will forget, oh, I can't, you know, forget my daughter coming to me saying, can I get the ball there? If we can carry over here. And let's say there are five buildings all connected. It looks like a public area, right? The chatzer is looked at as a public area. So Shlomo was masakin Eruvi Chatzeris in order to take that away. I actually saw a mamish gavaldik, a Bach. Who's the Bach? Yehuda. You listen to Jewish history, I heard. Actually, I shouldn't pick on you yet.
The second base of Mikdash, right?
You know, okay, just starting off. Yeah. Alex, who's the Bach?
Krakow.
Krakow, you see this? Psh. Rabbi Yitzchak, Netzstalix. Rabbi Yitzchak Krakow, we know what his name is. So already you get a B so far. Go for the A. Anyone?
Chiron.
Chiron! I never had to volunteer somebody else. Chiron, you know?
Ask me when you get to the Sephardi
person. As a Sephardi person, okay. Rabbi Yol Circus, right? He's the father-in-law of the Taz. Godel, you know, you can actually go to the Ramat Synagogue. He's buried behind him.
That's Shmuel's question.
That's
Shmuel's question.
Yeah, yeah. So, I know he needs the 9 o'clock. You know, Shmuel's a 9 o'clock. He can't come at us at 9. So the Bach says a remarkable thing. The Bach quotes Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says, "Why was Shlomo the one who was masakin Erevin and Netilas Adayim? Why was Shlomo did it?" So he says, if you look at the Gemara in Erevin, it's actually the Mishnah that there are two things in times of war, which are Derabanan, which Chazal said you don't have to worry about, Netilas Adayim and Erevin. That we're not makbid about Erevin and Netilas Adayim in time of war. Says Rav Haigon, which are the box quoting. This is in Simon Shin Samach Vav, Bach, the first Bach on Shin Samach Vav, that until Shlomo Melech's time, from the time they came into Israel, they were in a constant state of war. You could look at the Navi. They were constantly fighting and conquering the land. Who is the first king with the Torah says, the Torah says, there is no war, there is peace in his time? Says a different Yamim Shlomo Melech. Says Rav Haigon, so Shlomo Melech didn't. No one wanted to make the Gezerah before Shlomo because they're still fighting. But once they had peace, they made the Gezerah. Today we have the Gezerah ready. That Shlomo made the Gezerah. What the Rav Haigon says, until Shlomo, no one wanted to make the Gezerah. Now we have the Gezerah. So if you're literally fighting in Lebanon, one of the council aides today comes over to me. She introduces herself. You know, I saw those people coming over to me in the beginning. So one of them was a council aide. I mean, I had a few council members. The mayor came over. And so one was a council aide. She said, what's your name? Like, Ashad. So I said, where are you from? She says to me, Beirut. Now, she was not dressed like with a hijab. So I said to her, are you a Maronite? I figured she's Christian. She said, Greek Orthodox. I said, where'd you go to school? She said, in Beirut. Because she didn't have an accent. I said, American University. She said, you got it? How did you know that? I said, I know a lot about Lebanon. But if you're in Lebanon, and you're, God forbid, fighting against Hezbollah, like you gentlemen, unfortunately, have to do, there's no worry about Erevin. If you're like that, we got to build the Erev. you know, Hezbollah is in this. You don't have to worry about it. Chazal, but if you're in anywhere else, we're not in a constant state of war. Well, what Rav Haigon is saying, by the way, this girl is very nice, and I just wanted you to know, most of the people I dealt with in the Erev were actually Muslims. Just FYI. Shah Nazari, I'm John Nazari, they were very, very gracious people. They work for Caltrans. I mean, the Caltrans folks were all largely. But, you know, if you're in war, but what the Rav Haigon said, they didn't want to make geyser, or someone didn't want to make geyser when they're still fighting. because there'd be constant times not to do it. But today, there's like, really, because there, you have to do Erev Chatzeres unless you're in actual active battle. Okay.
Why isn't that the case then?
What?
With active and non-active. If you're fighting, but...
Well, the Mishnah is clearly talking about an active battle. The question is why... Well, the Mishnah is not talking about, that non-active battle. Just saying that the Haggadah is saying, because they're still conquering all around the place, Shlomo didn't, until Shlomo, no one to be considered. But Shlomo, it says in the Rayam, he was, everyone was under their olive branch, everyone was enjoying the good life at the time of Shlomo. Mm-hmm. So that was the generation where there goes, once you have a gezeiro, and you're mechuyev in Erev Chatzeres, unless you're in actual active battles on God forbid. Okay?
Wouldn't it affect, like, holding by an Erev, like the Rambam shot, wouldn't we be able to... Rambam pulls that, you know, these certain tenamos, whatever, the Erev's not kosher, so wouldn't you be able to say, would be a little bit more makel about holding...
No,
because
we're in a distance of war? No. I mean, where they are more makel is, what is the wall? So they do pasi birayos. Obviously, with second time, if there's any sakana to life, then forget air of it. I mean, you can drive your car, you can call, you can shoot your gummy, you can any aspect of sakana, any one minuscule, I mean, it's a one in a million chance, you know. I once had somebody, the husband had a heart attack Erev Shabbos. I don't know if people remember this. And I told the wife, it was Friday, they're going to land on Shabbat. I said, get on the plane and go, because, first of all, in the hospital, who knows what they're going to do with the husband, you know, without this. Second of all, I said, will your husband be safer with you there? She said, absolutely. I said, get on the plane. I said, you can take your wife to a hospital. I mean, it's not a plane. You got health? You take, that's first and foremost. That was a few years ago, I don't remember this. First and foremost, I mean, safety? So if you're in an active war for airmen, drive your car, you know, call, do whatever you have to do. I mean, you're in an active, if God forbid, you're in 2006, you know, nothing to talk about. We're talking about, like, you know, if you're on a compromised situation. Even then, if there's any Shiloh, you know, right? Okay, the Gemara says in Erevin, this is in Pehe Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Tanya de Mesailach, Erev Chatzeres." Erev Chatzeres, the Chatzer. You put Erev Chatzeres as payment base. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. 6 on the bottom. 6 on the bottom. So a brayse that's coming into a whole shtickle over here. And Erev Chatzeres is bechatzer. Shitufei mavos b'mavoy. So the Gemara mentions a brayse. You see, there are two concepts in Erev Chatzeres. To close a chatzer, and a sheet of mavoi, and a sheet of, what sheet of mean?
Sharing.
What sheet of mean? Shutvas?
Sharing.
Partnership. Literally means partnership. Which you create everyone to be connected and share in a mavoi. So you can have chatzeres. Everyone knows how this looks, by the way. Is there a picture there of a mavoi? Right, you can have you have chatzeres, you have different fields where everyone's can do it, and then you have a mavoi, an alleyway, which is separate. So they need two separate things: erev chatzeres and a mavoi. I frak the gemara ba'avinamba. We said you can put the erev chatzeres in a chatzer. You could put your bread, which is your for erev chatzeres to include chatzer, in the chatzer. The Mishnah says, if you put your Erev Bebeis Shar in an entrance door, a guardhouse, excuse me, an achsadja, a portico, marpes, a porch, outside Einor Erev, you need to have the bread for the Erev Chatzeres in an actual house. Einor Erev, Emas, the Gemara restates this brisa, Erev Chatzeres. Bebayis, you put in the Erev Chatzeres in a house, in a bayis shebechatzer, in a house in the chatzer, shitufi mavois, the shita mavois can go in a chatzer in the mavoi, in a field in the mavoi. And the Ramah says it doesn't mean that you have to put the bread in the field in the mavoi. In a chatzer means you could, and it's still kosher. But if an Erev Chatzeres, if you're connecting a few houses together in a chatzer, has to be in somebody's house, okay? Now, I'll tell you, let me just do one thing. The Rambam says in Hilchos Erevin, that an Erev Chatzeres must be done specifically with bread or matzah. It says this in Aleph Ches. We don't have to, I mean, let's say it real quick. The Rambam says, Ein me'avir Chatzeres ala pashlema bilvad. Get his bread, and then he discusses what's bread, okay? The Shulchan Aruch in Shinpei, well, Shittiv Mavoisk, we didn't have any food. The Shulchan Aruch in Shinpei Zion, Yud Aleph, talks about doing a sheet of Mavoi, which is to the public area, and an Erev Chatzeros, and he says today, Yishom the Sum Chana Sheetah for Makom Erev. Today we just do a Sheetah on the Mavoi, and you can, even if you only did wine or some other thing in the Mavoi, and that would go even for the Chatzer. That's how Ashkenaz and Paskim. Now, I want to tell you. Two things interesting. Several years ago, there used to be a Jew that lived in San Jose eons ago. His name was Joel Gedalias. Okay, you know, remember this guy? Not Joel, listen to this. Joel Gedalias. You didn't meet him. You didn't know him. But you knew him, right?
His name
is Gilgul. Yeah, actually, he's a redhead, by the way, and he lived in the same building as you. He was single not too long, by the way. It's a skulo. So, and he learned with Shiran. You're in big trouble. So Joel was in. I think it was 1898. I forget the exact address. I think it's 1898. Right, that what it is? Right next to the post office. He was there. Jacobs was there, and then Reinderman. And Avrukin was there. I think there were at least three families. And they wanted to carry in that complex from person to person. So they said, do you need an Erev Chatzeres? I said, of course you need an Erev Chatzeres. I said, listen to this. Of course you live Erev Chatzeres. I said, how else are you allowed to carry from what's combining the apartments? I said, of course you need an Erev Chatzeres. I said, that's not enough. Erev Chatzeres would only let you to carry an apartment to apartment. But you have a big problem. Your apartments are not attached. You need to get into the common areas of your complex. That's a big complex, by the way. If anyone's been in 1898, it's big. You have hallways. You have this courtyard area. Now, it's all fenced, right? There's walls on all three sides, and then they have like an electric fence that's like literally four. Now, I remember anyone had like a Shalmzach, or Jacob's a Shalmzach, that you had to like leave the door open, like someone protect it. It shouldn't close on you. If anyone remembers this, it's very hard to get into there. It's not like an easily accessible place. What?
My complex. My
not your complex. This is 1898 Meridian. This is by the post office. So I said to him, you need to have rights in the common area. You need a Schiras Rishos. You need to.
Rabbi Lapin had to do that. Rabbi Lapin lived in that, and there was another Jewish person, and he wanted to be able to carry from his unit to the other unit, and he had to go
right.
through this
if,
whole.
If Shiran wants to do that, he needs it also.
Go this whole rigmarole. I remember this. We're talking about how many 30 years ago, in order to get stuff and walk in the middle in the courtyard area.
Yeah,
to
of course.
The other
you need
guy.
Say this to me. How do I do that? I said, I'll explain to you. I'm going to do it right now. But I said, now, that's small change. You need to do that. I mean, in your apartment, obviously, also, if you haven't, I'm assuming you all do this,
this?
Yeah, you better speak to some people in your apartment. Hopefully someone did it there. Otherwise, if I forget an area for the city, you can't carry in the hall, in the courtyard of your building, Pashtus. Right? You need to have a Schiras Hashus and an Erev Chatzeres there. You have non-Jews have all access to that and middle area, right?
What, inside? Or
inside.
Inside.
The hallways.
In the building.
In the building. That's public area. There's multiple people have rights to that, not just you.
And then you can walk up and down the hallway.
Yeah,
right?
You can leave your pajamas there. Someone else can leave their pajamas over there. I mean, actually, I don't think Larry would like that.
How do you walk?
Isn't
it enough? You ever walk in that area?
Bread,
I carry
it all
the time.
So we're gonna learn this tonight. Okay, it's a good thing you came. Not really. Andy's looking at his clock. So let's get going. So this is. I would say. So, the last personal things afterwards. So at the end of the day, this is. I didn't mean to have a whole conversation about this. But it's important if, you, if it's not there. You should find out. I'm assuming somebody did it there.
No, I'm assuming no.
Okay, so we'll talk about it afterwards.
The rabbi is going to
come. We'll talk after. We'll talk after. Yeah. You're on tape, so just... and more ma'at. Ma'at the harbor. This is nothing. I mean, what I'm telling this, the police chief, I need to get schirsa shots. You know, for the whole city. Not even for the whole city. I need for Campbell, parts of the Campbell, large swaths of Willow Glen, Cambrian, and where we are right now. The water district, make sure the homeless are in there also, you know, the highway, PG&E territory, state roads. I mean, those areas, to have an Erev, you need to have rights to use those areas. You want to carry in the street? That street has to be part of the Erev. How? Who's being ma'ar of that? Right? What Shlomo Melech said, what Solomon said, what King Solomon said is, you cannot carry, even if it's a carmelis, which is walled, without an Erev Chatzeris or Schiris Hashas, right? You cannot do that. That was Shlomo's Tekana. So, you know, of course, thanks to a secular Jew, oh, you guys look for loopholes wherever you go. Like, you know, like, I said, my friend, you know, you're not a lawyer, so I'm going to tell you something. There are laws and prescriptions. Solomon made a prescription to the law. You can get an Erev Chatzeris or Schiris Hashas. So, how does this exactly work? The Mishnah says an Erev, and this is Shin. No, excuse me, Samech Aleph. Samech Aleph HaBeis. Listen to a Mishnah in Erev. Now, this is actually, you know, in the Golos, you can't even appreciate this. The Mishnah says, Hadar, Samech Aleph HaBeis, 61b. Hadar Ma'okom, Oim B'chatzer. If you live with an Okom, means an idolater, in a chatzer, in a field, a shared field, somebody who does not believe in the concept of the Erev. The Gemara says that's about a Kuti, a Kuthite, a Samaritan. Okay. Why didn't a Samaritan believe in Erev?
Because real Jews.
That's partially true because it doesn't say in the Bible. It ain't in the Bible. Right? It was rabbinic, it was Solomon. It was not in the five books of Moses, of Moshe. Okay? It ain't there. That's probably how a Samaritan would talk in those days. So they were not moda in the rabbis. Okay? You need them to join you. If you're in a chatzir and they're not part of it, like your building, okay, you cannot have an Erev. You cannot carry. You need to have an Erev. Areza oisra love, Rabbi Leazar ben Yaakov Oymer. But Leazar ben Yaakov says, it's only the guy can ask you to carry there if you're two Jews. So if you're the only Jew, he can't carry Asri in the Chatzar. If you have two Jews there, you're gone.
No way.
What's the machlekes? The Chum and Rabbi Leazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara says, it's not Bezam et Aleph. I'm going to jump in the middle because we're just doing it shorthand over here. Bahasanya, at the field of a Gentile. Now, by the way, here it's an idolater, or Gentile, we're machbe, but it's really, the Gemara was an idolater, is like a deer shel behema, which means if the guy is out of town, it doesn't ask you, just like a deer shel behema. El dekumula alma diras akam loshma dir. Just having a Gentile's house there is not a problem. If the Gentile's living in the house, it's a problem. If the Gentile's house, it's not a dir. Why then would Chazal makbid on the guy blocks in Erev Chatzeris? Big zero, Shema Yilma Maisel. Chazal did not want you living amongst Goyim. I shouldn't say Goyim. Akam. The idolaters of those times were doing idolatry. They didn't want people living with people in their backyards who were worshipping the Baal, who were worshipping the Asherah, right? That's what was going on there. They didn't want people doing, you know, smoking incense. We're not learning Avodah Zarah now. Certainly Islam is not Avodah Zarah. And according to many, Christianity for Christians are not. We're not getting this right now. Okay? But they were doing Mamish idolatry. And the Chazal didn't want you living next to idolaters who are literally doing idolatry. But more than that, they were also Gzer Shemayim Ma'isav Kovchli. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Savar. It wasn't that we're going to learn from them. It's really where they're going to kill you. They were Chashir Ashvichas Damim. Right? Remember, you know, we live in a time where there is actually a value to life. You, I encourage you to read some Roman or Greek or Phoenician history.
Series.
I touched on it in my Gideon my series. Yes, that's true. When I talk about the Roman society, yes. Murder, bloodshed, you know, actually there was a famous, even in this country, probably one of the most important people who established our constitution died. His name was Alexander Hamilton. He's on one of our bills. You know which bill he's on? Okay, good. All right. How did Mr. Hamilton die? Who was the head of the treasury? How did he die?
Aaron Burr killed him.
What were they doing?
Dueling.
They're dueling. I mean, like, that's what they did. I'm saying, Pashit, you know, you had a neighbor, you didn't like each other, you get into a duel. Can you imagine today, take out your gun? Like, but that was what society, I mean, this is not a joke, by the way. I'm just giving you an example. You know, they had to, I'm not getting into liberalism versus conservatism, but, you know, historically, Jefferson really messed up. You know, everyone loves the Declaration of Independence, but he did the Articles of the Confederation, and they really messed it up, the country. It was Hamilton who saved. We have the Constitution. It was largely because of Hamilton, okay? You know, this Hamilton, who's obviously a very bright guy, who was sitting there dueling. I mean, this is, like, you know, this is how they live. I mean, so you look at the breadth of the Constitution. I mean, obviously, there are other people besides Hamilton, and there are liberal and conservatives, but I'm just saying Jefferson, really, the Articles of Confederation was really a mess up. Just FYI. That's why, you know, it was really a mess up, because he only used certain principles. The combination was much better in the Constitution. They used some, but this same individual, who is so brilliant, gets to a duel. I mean, this was a society where bloodshed was rampant, okay? If you were to look at the Arab world, I mean today, you mean look at Syria, but not that long ago, you know how they settle things in the desert? You didn't like a neighbor? You ended up by the judge, you killed the guy. I mean, that's what went on there. You know, the neighbor was doing weird things to you. It was, so Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov said, these people are you have to worry, they'll kill you. So Chazal, they want you to live next to Gentiles who are idolaters, because who knows what they'll do to you. And they said, but to one Jew to live amongst several Gentiles, lo shchiach. So Chazal never goes there, they need an Eruv Chatzeres. Who's going to live there by themselves? You know, anything could happen to you. And you actually see in Avraham's Zohar, there were real concerns about this. And other things, you couldn't go to a barber. Barbers in those days used razors. They were where they'd kill you by mistake. They killed you, you know, if they didn't like you. Kill the guy, you know. I can give you a multitude of historical examples of people you respect who are good people, but their idea of life and death were very, very different. I mean, most of who you look at as kings, of these, you know, whether from, you know, the King Arthur, you know, series. I mean, these people were murderers. Like, you know, if you were a duke or you were a knight anywhere in the Middle Ages, you murdered many, many people. Okay? That's what they did. They trained, you looked at them all the wrong way, they would have taken their spear and killed you. You know, that's how, I mean, they met up with the world. I mean, today, we're so, thank God, Baruch Hashem, very far from that. But I want you to understand the Gemara.
The only reason that the Akum can't prevent the single guy is because no single guy would do it?
No, so Chazal goes, remember the thing, we, if Shlomo says Erev Chatzeres, Chazal said you can't have an Erev Chatzeres with Gentiles.
Yes.
Why can't you have? Because they didn't want you living with these idolaters. So Erev Chatzeres, when you take your bread, you include them all, you say the bracha, you're all tzazamin. They didn't want to do it. But Elizabeth Yaakov says, if you have one guy, they're not gozer, that's not shchiach. We have one guy living there, a bunch of idolaters, that's craziness. Now, no one's going to go ahead and do that. Sometimes the guy will actually do that. Yeah. Now, I'm not talking, you know, since we're gozer, it's applicable today. The reason Chazal were gozer for these reasons, by the way. So, then Rabbanan says, in Erev Moel B'Makom Akum, you can't have an Erev Chatzeres with an Akum. In Bitul Rishus Moel B'Makom Akum, you can't have a Bitul Rishus, which means you nullify. We're not learning that tonight. I give up. We combine our fields by saying, you have complete rights. I give up my rights to the field. That's a different topic. But suffice to say, if it doesn't work, if there's Gentiles involved, Achi Yasker, until you rent it from the Akum, until you go ahead and rent the rights from the Gentile. You need to rent the rights from the Gentile. Ad She Yasker. You need to rent the rights from the Gentile. If you rent it, and it's the only way you can do it, then you can go ahead and do that. Now, that works very nicely if you have a... And by the way, so the Rishon said, well, why is renting? Because the guy wanted to rent you the rights. Renting rights is that you can technically use his field on Shabbos. He's not going to want to rent you the rights. They were not so concerned, but if they would rent the rights, it would work. Now, we're living in a framework where Chazal were gozer all of this, okay? I mean, there are idolaters in San Jose, but they're not usually killing people, and our whole system is different, but the gzer of Chazal is no gear. So what are you going to do? Now, that works. If you want to rent rights from somebody who owns it, it's one thing. Well, how am I going to rent rights to Meridian Avenue? How are you going to rent rights to Hamilton? How are you going to rent rights for all the parks, all the public schools, all of the streets? Right? Or all technically, if you wanted to go into people's houses, you wanted to go to your Gentile neighbor's house, for whatever reason, and carry their own shops. What are you going to do about that? Even if you don't want to carry them, how are you carrying the street? How do we own the street to allow you to carry there? Now, if you lived in a mavoi, you have to have shit of mavoi. You see that, by the way. You have to have shit of mavoi. Even if you have a shit of mavoi, right? So, by the way, just for what I told Joel, I said, why is Joel? I said, it's not so hard. You know, you go, you'll do an Erev Chatzeres with you. I think it's with Jacobs and the Avrukins. Actually, maybe Michael Avrukin asked me to do it first before Joel. And Joel asked if we did it because the people moved. I think Michael actually asked me to do this first. Right, Jacobs? So you'll do an Erev Chatzeres. And you're going to go to the manager. You don't even have to go to the owner of the place and do a schir. I said, look, I showed the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says, in Sadi Dalid, Sif Katan Yidchas, Ketzer Seichran, how do you do schir shushas? Armor lo Yisrael, the Jew should go to the Gentile and say, listen to how important this is. Hatskila Rashuscha Bamoza, you please rent to me the rights with this money. The Einot Sarach Lafar, just rent me the rights for Sabbath. You don't have to give into all details. It doesn't have to be a whole thing. It's symbolic, by the way. We're very meiko about this. It's symbolic. And in fact, technically speaking, you can use the Pax Vashar Pruta for this. But you can't say, give me the money, tell me Rishus, without giving saying for this money. You have to be Seicher. Because Chazal say the only way it works is Schirus. You got to go ahead and do Schirus. You actually have to rent the right to the public. It's not a big deal. Go to the manager of the place.
Why the manager and not all the other tenants that are in there?
Because the manager technically has rights for the public domain. So in their case, they're not carrying into the Gentiles. They just need to walk in the hallways. They need to walk in the courtyard. You know, your building, it's like a joke. You just ask Larry for Schirus or Schirus. I mean, how hard you can do it? You can do your thing, you can take it in 3 minutes. You get whoever's... And if they didn't do it, it's you, Sokolovsky, Asaf, Miriam Schechter,
Larry
Franks.
Larry the owner.
No, well, actually, so. The owner. You can do with a non Jew. Schir Shashas. You don't need Larry, but you have Larry. So, anyone, by the way, because the Gemara actually says that even a Schiro or Likito, even a sharecropper, could give you Schir Shashas. Why? Because he has rights in the king's land. Since he can put his stuff there, he can get you in this. Because remember, this is symbolic. What I stress to the sheriff is, you're giving me this proclamation, which I'll be doing later this summer. She was all into it, by the way. She was all into this. She was like, gung-ho. She felt good. But I said, you're the only one who has police. And she was like, you're right. I am the only one who has jurisdiction and all these things. As a sheriff, you can send your troops in.
Where will it be published?
What?
Where will it be published?
The proclamation? You're going to see it. It's going to be where, I mean, if you, I'm not sure how much the entrance cost is going to be for the area. Like, it's fundraising a different toss.
Yeah.
But she's going to sign a proclamation publicly with us. She's going to sign it.
I know, and then I'll let everybody else out there know about it.
They don't have to know about it.
Oh, they don't have
oh,
to
no,
know
I'm not putting
it.
This on the on the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, I see.
They need to know. I need to know. We need to have rights. This is all symbolic. But she's going to sign a proclamation. We'll make it a little bit of a public affair. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know,
Do you have to renew it every year?
The minhag is 20 years, every 20 years.
Why would she want to make it public?
I asked her. She said, why not? She thinks it's a symbolic thing. The DA was in the room. You know, plenty of people. You can look, by the way, in LA, you can see the police chief signing the Sefer Shoshos. You can look at it in New York. It's public stuff. You know, most only Jews care about this stuff. It's like, what a Gentile might care about the pole. What do they care? Some symbolic rights. You know, I mean, years ago, the ACLU type, the people who wanted no church state involvement, they were screaming about this. They can't give you the rights and Sabbath. It's a breach in church and state. I mean, in general, they fought against Erevin, and every time they lost on every battle. In fact, the most important case was in the third court, which actually Sam Alito, who's now in the Supreme Court, signed that case in 2002. It's called Tenenfly. All Erevin is bona fide legally okay. Okay, so here's the issue though in our area. If I do schiras or shas, so in your apartment building,
easy.
Your apartment building, I'm sorry, you did it. Easy. Joel Gedalias, easy. What about the San Jose Erev? What about all Erevin? How easy is that? What are you going to do for all of these public right-of-ways over here? I mean, you're talking about streets all over the place, alleys, people's houses in theory. You want the Erev to work for everything. Now, the Rashba, he quotes, you know, this is in Simon Chilakei, Simon Vav. Once in a lien schirs me gizbar melch, you got from a gizbar, somebody working for the king that lives in your area to carry in the alleyways. Alley schirs. You want to rent the alleyways for schirs because you can't. If you have a non-Jew, Erev Chatzeres doesn't work. Bittur Rishis doesn't work. How are you going to carry an alley? They also have rights to the alleyways. They block you from making it into a public domain, into your domain. V'nistapik lachem, you're unsure. If every time the gizbar changes, the sheriff leaves, do you need a new schiras rishus? You went ahead and you got from the manager got fired, do you need a new schiras rishus? And he says, as long as the king's there, or whatever, as long as there's a government, the gizbar gets fired, you don't need to be machber. And he says, because the gizbar, the worker, is like the king. If you serve him, you serve him the king. And the schiras goes to the public, you know, treasure, whatever that means. Not for right now. And as you see from the Gemara Erev and Tzavach Dalet, even a schiro, even a desher cropper, or a seasonal cropper, lakito, Chazal allow you to rent from them. He ran from them. Why? Shul Amrucham Adavar Chazal were now in Machmer Elahaker. They're looking to be Megos. So the Rashba says, even the person leaves, the Ramah passes like this Rashba. But then he says, in addition, Ramah says, this is in Shimpei Beis, Yudalit. And Ramah Paskins. And then he says, V'hu adin imscharo mi gizbar melech, v'nistalik v'gamar min melech. But he's taken off. But Ramah says, as long as he's still supported by the king, the fact that you rented from him would work. Now, according to Ramah, it would sound like if you did it for someone who left the building, maybe you'd have to redo it. So he says, then he quotes, that's why it's good to not do for that long. L'chadchili should you try and machpin. And then he quotes the Achar Be'achronim, you can do it for a long time. And he quotes, Ach l'chadchili tov to only do for 20 years. So our skirs should be for 20 years. Okay. By the way, the sheriff, you know, I think it's always going to be good. What does a sheriff get and when they retire? There's constant support, they get pension. they're getting pension even there. They're
still support.
Now, the Be'er Halacha, the long Be'er Halacha over here, wants to know, well, what's the power of these people? Why, what rights do they have to the public domain? Now, it's late, so I don't want to keep everyone here that long. But it's a long Be'er Halacha. But it's Kedai to see, it's Adayin Oicha Paras HaMelech. In the middle, it gets into it about there were people who were going ahead and getting it from the army troops. They were doing schiras or shusras army troops. He says, what rights does some army troop have? And maybe the mayor of the town, because the mayor could have stuff or the police, he says, Virak Misari HaPalitza, maybe the police, they can do it. Because you know why? They can, you know the old day of the Cossacks? You know what they did if they wanted to come out? They can come in. And the army in the old day, Judge, you learned the Constitution in Berkeley?
Yes.
The First Amendment they learned over there?
Yeah.
They need me to come teach it there, you know that, by the way. They need me to teach a lot there, but you learned the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
What's the Second Amendment?
Bear arms.
Okay, making sure they tell you that also.
We can study it later.
Yeah. But one of the things the Constitution does is quartering troops. Why is it just quartering troops? Where's that? Where's quartering troops?
Which amendment?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at that for 50 years.
So, the right to quarter troops, right, or to block it, they blocked it. Why? Because you could, in the old days, the army went to come, they knocked on the door, and they said, listen, you got to quarter us. Yeah. And of course, the colonists did not appreciate that. But that was a reality in Europe. Says the Baron Locke, says, well, the army can't do that today. Only the police, because the police could raid your house. Now, our Constitution, could the police raid your house, Judge?
No, they can't. You have to give them permission to come in unless they have an accord.
So they can't do it without permission. So maybe with a court order, but when else could they come into your house? Let's see how Berkeley taught you over here.
Oh, if they see a crime going on.
Hot pursuit, right? Yeah, hot pursuit, right? We may disagree with hot pursuit. It is kind of in Berkeley, but there's hot pursuit, right? So in theory, police have jurisdiction to go anywhere, and certainly in this public area. They could do it. And also, could police stop the streets if they want to? Yeah, they could do that. So, the police chief is pretty good. Rav Yashiv, there's a Bar Halacha that doesn't not so like it because, you know, especially with a mayor, could a mayor stop the streets if he wants to? Probably end up in the Mercury News. It's not so simple. But one thing they also have today is eminent domain. So, some poskim say that they have power of eminent domain. Eminent domain means if the city wants your property. Now, the Supreme Court cases about this. But if they think that your property is for a public need. Right. Now, what a public need is, you can learn the Kelo case.
If you don't want to sell it, people hold out for you.
If they want your property for a bridge.
The mayor wants to move into your house.
They wanted to move Cherry Avenue through that house that lady never sold.
Yeah, but for eminent domain, it depends why they want to do it. So that the court limits eminent domain. Although there was a big case about 15 years ago, which we had a very liberal. I mean, they let eminent domain even for city projects, which is not like they want to gentrify a neighborhood. That with this case, I think it was Souter who wrote the opinion, which really allowed eminent domain, like crazy eminent domain. And the crazy thing is, his own house got taken over. Oh, she means they can't get me though. You know, they took away his own house. I mean, whatever town he was from, like, you know, Vermont or New Hampshire, he lost his own house to his opinion. But it was a big, again, he it's not just the Constitution. But it was like really like whoa, a very expansive view of eminent domain. But the reason that lays at the block is eminent domain is not a free for all. It means if they feel there's something that goes there. So I will say that Schiris Rishos is a difficulty because today the reason I went to the police chief is because of her police power. She could stop roads. She can block things. If the chief of police wants to, now you don't want to be like Governor Christie and be vengeful and get into trouble, but you see that the police can do a lot. They can shut down bridges. He got in trouble. I should take Governor Christie. Some of his workers. He was never indicted. He knew nothing about it. So I don't want to. In fairness to him,
allegedly.
Well, no. As far as we know, he knew nothing about it. But his workers, under his name, who did that. You see there's a lot of power to stop things. So that's why the police chief is very good, according to some. I will tell you there also, people like Rav Yashiv didn't like it because what rights do they really have the streets? I think, to me, it's Mstaba, they have rights to the streets, and that's why the police chief is very good. Certainly, the minig is today is to discuss a shus either from a mayor or the police chief. In our case, I always went to the sheriff is because she covers all the areas. Right? And she really has all of our things. So if I would do police chiefs, I have to go to multiple jurisdictions.
If you want to close your street to have a block party, you the people on the street can't do that just by themselves. They have to get permission from the city, probably or whatever.
Right, exactly.
They're ones in control.
Right. But if I didn't, I went to the mayor. One thing I went to the mayor is, how am I going to do for the Caltrans and the water district? So there are those who say you don't need it because people don't really live there, but it's, you know, the police, the sheriff, I was very happy that she agreed.
But the gov to sign.
To get the governor to sign. In New York, I think Cuomo signed a few of the scarcerous for all of them together. Again, you know, could that work? Possibly, you know. But
he's a Presbyterian or something like that.
His roommate was an Orthodox Jew in college also. Yeah.
I wanted to know. In a hotel, you stayed there for Shabbos.
So that's beyond the scope of this year. It would depend on the hotel. Is much better because the hotel owns your room. They keep stuff in your room. In your apartments, the owner, it's your apartment. You have complete bylaws. The hotel is much, since they keep stuff in your room, according to many people, you don't need an Erev Chatzeris in the actual hotel.
You mean the bed? Like the bed, they own the bed.
They own the bed. They have. Stuff like that. They keep stuff in there, so it's really all theirs. But all one owner. If it's like that's according.
Well, in other words, it's one owner. So you're really carrying in not a joint.
Exactly. I will work for a hotel. That will not work for condos. That will not work if you. When I say that, some people go to these timeshares. Like they'll go to Colorado and they'll rent from a timeshare. Like you go to Vail. So I remember years ago, I went with my family to Colorado. The few from families, and we went into this place, and it turned out they were all timeshares. Like, we rented from this hotel, but they were really timeshares, and the hotel had the right to rent out the timeshares. There, we did an Erev Chatzeris.
Did you have to get service
from shoes? No, because we paid. I think we did both. I'm trying to remember what we did. It's not so simple in the service, but we did it. I think we did both. Without a bracha.
These condos, they have a condo association that makes rules, and you're stuck with them. Like, one day you get a letter from the condo association, a fork over $300, we're going to paint the building. I mean, they do have certain rights to the place that you're stuck with. You may own that unit, but
they can't do anything in your apartment.
Not in it.
Yeah, so they don't keep anything in your apartment. So there you would need to do both.
But in the corners, they do keep. They keep their ovens, they keep their fridges, they keep their
furniture. What are you talking about? Keep stuff? One owner keeps everything?
Yeah, that's the owner.
Who owns the complex?
The owner of the complex.
What complex are you talking about?
Our complex.
Don't ask personal questions.
No, you said it.
No, they do not. They in those places, they're sold. They're bought and sold in the open market. 1898. You can buy an apartment there if you want, a condo there if you like. Those are condominiums.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I don't get it. Yeah, yeah. They own you own your condo. So you definitely, if you own your condo, if you have one owner, only one owner over a whole building, so then there are those who are lenient. And if you're only renting for a weekend, there are people who are, or make, especially with the way the nature of a hotel is that way. Okay, well, hold here. I want everybody to get the shopping in the morning. Hi, Rabbi Levy. Just wanted to add on one thing because I just spoke to Shiran Koryat, and you could order Shaim about their apartment after the Shiran Erev Chatzeres. And what they wanted to know, I mentioned that at 1898 Meridian, which is where the Gedalias is, and previously Reinderman, Avrukin, Rabbi Jacobs, they used to live there in the old days. That building, as I explained to them, it's really condos, and people rent condos, so that's not an apartment building. Regarding apartment buildings, which are purely apartment buildings, so there is room for leniency. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, I told them that that one could be lenient if the apartment owners leave fridges or ovens in their apartment, so they have, and there's one apartment owner, so they have rights to get into the apartment. Nevertheless, there are many who are still stringent to do an Erev Chatzeres and Sechiras Hashas without brachas. However, one would have ample room to be lenient if they would so choose. Okay? Kol Tov.